Well, howdy guys, now here's a different video. Not really, it's about Femond, you know. But this is kind of personal, it's about my family. Of course, all my nieces and nephews have all grown up. And they've had children and they've sort of grown up. Or not quite grown up yet. And they are starting to go travelling. Doing things, looking for excitement. Exploring, I guess. Which is a good thing. But my niece asked me a question the other day. Said something like, why do you sort of pay more attention to the males who go on holiday or do something than you do the femmes? And I thought about it for a bit and told her why that was the case. As most of us know, femmes do things for show and tell, for attention. And there's a big difference when a guy goes and does something that they think is exciting and they want to try, as opposed to when the femme does it. The femon does it and takes pictures or makes a video, tells everybody. In fact, most of the time they're doing it just to get attention. And as we've seen, femons will do absolutely anything at all to get attention. Not because they really want to try it or anything. Whereas the guys go do something they actually want to do. Now, they don't care if anybody's around to see it. It's what they experience is important. So when the guys do something, it's a lot deeper than when the femmes do. Because it's almost as if the femmes are doing it just to get noticed. For instance, one of my nieces did parachuting. You know, when they sort of train for a couple of hours, then take a tandem jump with the instructor. They don't have to really do anything. And it's all videoed so that she can take it away with her. And show everybody. Another very young femon went on a trip to, say, Australia or something. As you know, the way the internet is, there's nothing but pictures and videos coming from there about every little thing that she's doing. On the other hand, a young guy in the family went to Japan. Haven't heard a goddamn peep. You see the difference here. Femons do lots of things for just attention alone. And that's one of the reasons why I don't have to ask anything about the femons who go away on holiday or do some exciting thing. Because there's videos and pictures. Galore. All femons are narcissists. Some more than others, of course. I don't know. I hope that answered her question. You see, femons are like advertising agencies for themselves. And they can be quite obnoxious. Anyway, that's the way I see it. How do you see it? Take it easy, guys.